We move now from an ongoing history of doubt to the final word in a struggle over belief. Alabama's Chief Justice Roy Moore, who defied a federal ruling to keep a monument of the Ten Commandments in Alabama's state courthouse, rather to remove it from the courthouse, well, he lost his job today. After a one-day trial, the state's Court of the Judiciary voted unanimously to remove Moore from office. Unrepentant might be the best way to describe his response.
I have absolutely no regrets. I have done what I was sworn to do. I have said repeatedly that unless we can acknowledge God, we cannot uphold the oath of our office.
Joining us now is Sean Ryan, Metro editor for the Birmingham Post-Herald. He's with us from the paper's offices in Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
How was the ruling received in Montgomery today?
It depends on who you're talking to about how it was received. I think Moore knew it was coming. I think his behavior yesterday in court pretty much made it impossible for the court of the judiciary to do anything but what they did to him. His supporters, of course, stand behind him. To be honest, the state as a whole kind of expected this. Ever since he defied the court order, he has been heading basically to be removed from office. That has been, even his own lawyers said at one point, we expect him to be removed.
Why?
Why would they expect him?
Well, no. Well, why does he want to be removed?
Oh, well, if you're a cold, calculated, callous journalist, you might say this has been his intent all along. The basic scuttlebutt around here is that he wants something bigger, Senate or governorship.
So,
and he rode the Ten Commandments issue into the Supreme Court. He started as a judge in Gadsden, Alabama, and got into a flack with a plaque of the Ten Commandments on his courtroom wall. From there, in Alabama, Supreme Court justices are elected by the voters, and he rode the Ten Commandments into the Chief Justice chair. And from the Chief Justice chair, he put the Ten Commandments monument in the judicial building, knowing full well that he was going to be sued and knowing full well it would come to a head in some way, shape, or form.
And so win-win for him. Either he's the champion of the Ten Commandments either way.
Well, yeah, win-win. I think to an extent, though, he made some blunders. I think he overstepped his supporters when he defied the federal order. Up until that point, he had his supporters firmly behind him, and he even had some of the people who you'd call your moderate conservatives on his side. But when he defied the federal court order, I think he lost a good bit of the moderates. At that point, they all said, well, yes, we like you for supporting the Ten Commandments, but we don't like you. You're a judge. You're the Supreme Court Chief Justice. You've got to follow the law. And you're not. And I think that was a miscalculation on his part. I think he's lost a good bit of support from that.
The monument itself was removed from the public place in the courthouse and sort of tucked away. We just have about 30 seconds left, but what happens to the monument?
Well, we're trying to figure that out today. We're going to have a story in tomorrow's paper. Basically, it belongs to Roy Moore. I don't know what he wants to do with it. I'm not sure it would fit in his living room. And
I'm not sure his living room floor would support it.
not a 2.5-ton monument. We don't know. We're not sure exactly how you get a 2.5-ton monument out of a courthouse and where it would go from there.
He could put it on his front lawn.
It would be a nice monument to himself. It could also be a kicking off point for whatever else he wants to do in the future.
Sean Ryan, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sean Ryan, Metro editor at the Birmingham Post-Herald. He joined us from their offices in Birmingham, Alabama. When we come back from a short break, we're going to be honored by the presence of one of the greatest men ever to pick up a basketball and hear the story of how racism affected his career both at the start and at the finish. Oscar Robertson, the Big O. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.